Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that cruises the highways of history one day at a time. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're talking about a milestone in automotive history, the day when a publisher made navigating America's roads and highways a whole lot easier. The day was April 15th, 1924. Publisher Rand McNally released the first of its famous guidebooks, the Rand McNally Auto Chum. As the friendly name suggests, the book was meant to help drivers find their way during the early days of the automobile. That was no easy feat at the time. Interstates didn't exist yet, and most of the highways that did were identified by names instead of numbers, many by the same name. The Auto Chum did its best to solve the confusion by including up-to-date travel information and detailed hand-drawn maps. The maps probably would have been more useful in full color, but that change wouldn't be made until the 1960 edition. For the first edition, drivers had to make do with just two colors, dark blue and red. Despite these shortcomings, the Rand McNally Auto Chum was still a turning point for auto travel. By making it easier to navigate the roads, the book gave people the courage to drive farther and more often, instead of only when strictly necessary. In the decades to come, the company continued to develop and refine the concept of a road atlas, eventually turning the Rand McNally Road Atlas into a glove box staple throughout the country. The publisher got its start in the 1850s, when a printer from Boston named William Rand moved to Chicago and opened his own print shop. He was quickly joined in the venture by Andrew McNally, an Irish immigrant and a trained printer himself. They worked together for many years, and in 1868, they formed an official partnership called Rand, McNally & Company. At first, they published nothing but business directories and railroad timetables, but they soon branched out into railroad guides as well. In 1872, the company included its first map in one of these guides, and then followed it up by producing maps for textbooks and globes. They even developed a new wax engraving method that made it possible to mass-produce maps at a much more affordable price. Gradually, map-making became the company's main focus, and by 1880, Rand McNally was the largest map manufacturer in the country. At the turn of the 20th century, vast networks of new roads had begun to take shape in America, and Rand McNally realized the potential in being the first company to map those roads. In 1904, it released its first automotive road map, setting the course of the company for decades to come. It was not a moment too soon, either. Andrew McNally died that same year, and William Rand followed in 1915, 9 years before the Auto Chum hit store shelves. The company continued down the new automotive path set by its founders, and as car travel gained in popularity, the market for its products grew larger and larger. There was a problem, though. America's roads were growing in a rather thoughtless fashion. Not only were most of them unmarked, many didn't even have names. This meant that in order to get from one place to another, drivers had to refer to thick printed guides and try to make sense of the convoluted directions therein. For example, here's how a 1914 route book explained part of the journey from Green Bay to Wausau, Wisconsin. Quote, "Turn left, passing Hotel Barn on right. Cross Iron Bridge around Mill. Follow winding sandy road with poles through woods, avoiding left-hand road. Pick up poles, passing school on left. Turn right with road across railroad at station. Follow poles." As you can probably tell, navigating the roads wasn't an intuitive process, and success was hardly guaranteed. To combat the problem, Rand McNally announced a contest in 1916. Any employee who could improve the system would earn a $100 reward, plus bragging rights. The winning idea came from a freelance map illustrator named John Brink. His solution was simple. Assign a number to each road, label the roads by number on maps, and post the numbers on roadside signs so that drivers could tell where they were. Brink won the cash prize, but he was also saddled with the task of developing and implementing the numbering system on all the country's roads. It was more of a hassle than he'd bargained for, going around and nailing numbered signs to utility poles, but he eventually got the job done, and in 1917, Brink's new system was used for the first time on a map of Peoria, Illinois. Soon after, other map companies took notice of the project and began tacking up their own identifying symbols along the country's highways. As a result, in less than a decade, it became common to find as many as 20 different signs on a single utility pole. Brink's clever solution had snowballed into a whole new source of confusion for America's drivers. Eventually, this signage free-for-all led the newly formed National Highway System to get involved. Once again, John Brink was enlisted to help create a standard numbering system, this time an official one, to be rolled out nationwide. The result of his work was eventually adopted by state and federal highway authorities in the mid-1920s, and it's largely the same system that we use today. As that change took place and America's roads began to make more sense, the oil industry realized what Rand McNally had known for decades. Offering useful roadmaps encouraged people to drive more, and by extension, to buy more gas. With that in mind, the Gulf Oil Company partnered with Rand McNally in 1920 to create a series of roadmaps to be handed out for free at its service stations. Other oil companies quickly copied the idea and commissioned their own promotional maps. Within a few years, Rand McNally had earned enough money from such deals to fully underwrite the cost of a brand new venture, the company's first road atlas, the Rand McNally Auto Chum. Of course, if you hit the open road today, you'll probably use a navigation app to make sure you get to where you're going, maybe even one made by Rand McNally. But if you're ever sick of all that accuracy and convenience, and you want to put your navigation skills to the test, maybe dust off a road atlas and see where it takes you. Even if you find yourself off the grid with no signal, you'll still have everything you need. The open road, and your trusty auto chum. I'm Gabe Lousier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you have a second and you're so inclined, you can follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. You can also rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, or you can send your questions and comments directly to me at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again soon for another day in history class.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked. Your truck. Your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.